Hello, everyone. Welcome to Northern Gardening Tips. I'm Cheryl Moore Goff with the Northern News Network. With Easter behind us, you may be wondering if there's anything you can do after the flowers on your beautiful Easter lily fade to keep the plants going. It seems a shame to just discard living plants. I'll be back in a moment.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth-generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are only human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help, and that's why we're here, is to help each other. We're secluded and we're isolated, and in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
There's a lot of tradition in farming. My son picked up everything. When my grandson was born, we were both chewing, thinking about what could happen, mouth cancer or worse. Finally, we decided that's addiction, not tradition. To protect my grandson, we quit. It was the Quit Line that helped us quit for good this time.
If you want to quit, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
The original Easter lily, the Japanese Lilium longiflorum, was developed to provide good-sized plants, large white fragrant flowers, and keeping quality for our holiday use. In the U.S., millions are forced by nurseries for sale in bloom at Easter. In Britain, it's an unusual summer flowering plant grown from a bulb for indoor enjoyment. While the flowers remain, keep your Easter lilies in bright indirect light or full sun. The optimum daytime temperatures are around 70, and cool night temperatures are best, with the minimum around 58. Let the potting soil dry partially between thorough waterings, and do not fertilize the plants while they're in flower. The flowers will last from 1 to 2 weeks, depending upon temperature, the number of flowers per stem, the flowering stage when purchased, and other environmental factors. Remove the yellow stamens before the pollen is shed for longer flower life and to prevent staining of the petals and your furniture. Remove flowers as they fade, but not the healthy foliage. Maintain the green leaves by watering regularly until they start to die down. Then allow gradual drying out and plant out of doors in the warmer, longer growing season areas of our region. Do not reforce the bulbs. Now, this plant will not make it in most of our region, but it will come back for a few years when planted outside in protected areas. Why not try it? You've got nothing to lose. I'm Cheryl Moore Goff. Please join me next time for more Northern Gardening Tips here on the Northern News Network.